Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Perry School Superintendent Clark Wicks. As the Perry Community School District has moved into a new year, the year of 2022, one project is still ongoing for the Perry Community School District in the middle school renovation. So can you just give us a little bit of an update of where that project is in the new year?
Hey, it's moving along. Perry Middle School had four new rooms completed, and three of the four are getting occupied as we speak. So that just happened on Monday. That's a huge thing. Then what is left is the office, the cafeteria, and the STEM lab. So those three things we hope to be wrapping up by February 14th, and then we'll all be in there, and it'll be all functioning. So that's our goal, and we're sticking to it.
Now, when we're talking about the middle school renovation project, can you just give us a little bit of a reminder of when that project started and when the hopes are for that all to be wrapped up and it is officially complete?
Well, that started last summer, summer of 21, and it seems like at times it's been a long time. And yet at the same time, as you look at it, it is truly coming alive. So that's the whole key with that. So it's going to be going close to a year. And if you include all of the preparation, it's a year and a half, 2 years into that thing. So we're going to be proud of it. I think it's going to look sharp. And February 14th will be a lovely day in many ways.
Now, one landscape that is consistently changing is the coronavirus pandemic. And of course, organizations and school districts and businesses have had to roll with the punches as it relates to navigating their way through the coronavirus pandemic. And of course, there is some things up in the air right now as it relates to kind of federal vaccine requirements and how school districts might react to that. So can you just give us a little bit of insight on what the school district is currently doing as it relates to that?
Okay. There's two big issues. First of all, the vaccination mandate. We're putting a pause on that right now, and we're not implementing any part of that until things get worked out and whatever comes out. So right now, it's somewhat of a pause situation, and that's where we are at. I've always felt that we don't want to rush into confusion. And if we started to implement that, there'd be a lot of angst, there'd be a lot of confusion, and it would not help with the culture and learning atmosphere at Perry Community Schools. So it's going to be at a pause. On another note on this ever-changing landscape would be what the board passed for our COVID information for students and staff. And the big change on that is if a person is exposed at the household, if a person is exposed, if they do not have symptoms, they can wear a mask, come on back to work, or come on back to school. We have too many kids, too many staff missing due to that exposure element. And I think that, like anything, you want to be safe, but yet you have to keep the ball going. We have to continue to operate with our teaching and learning in the school building. And we want to keep those school buildings open. That's ultimately our goal. And I think that this will help.
Now, could you just walk us through a little bit of the major changes from how the school district is going to handle kind of coronavirus and coronavirus exposure?
Sure. Well, the example that I just gave, the exposures is the change. If you're positive case, it's automatic 10 days. That stays the same. The thing that is going to change now is instead of recommending that you wear a mask or recommend that you stay home 10 days, it is now on exposure with no symptoms. You can come back, wear a mask for that short time. So it's a targeted mitigation so that we can continue to keep the doors open. We can continue to teach and learn. And I really think it's the right thing to do to balance safety and yet keeping the doors open.
Now, when we've moved into the year of 2022, of course, it's a brand new year for the Perry Community School District. You know, what are some of the big hopes and plans for this year for the Perry Community School District?
Well, first of all, to be safe and keep the doors open. All right, that's number one. Number two, we want to elevate our game with our PLCs, our professional learning community, and we are investing highly into our PLCs, both as far as personnel, as far as PD, every Wednesday. And the ultimate goal is this. We want to have students be successful. And our goal is that on each of the standards that we teach, 80% of the students are going to be proficient. We want 100% of our PLCs operating at a high level and being very, very effective. As we go into 2022 again now, next year, we're going to have 3 days to attend a national conference. It's every teacher attending the National PLC Conference in Des Moines, 3 days in September. Huge investment for kids, for learning, student success. That's going to be our main goal, PLCs. The other thing that I could add, Dustin, for this would be our Capturing Kids' Hearts. We still want to infuse all of the energy that Capturing Kids' Hearts talks about as far as relationships, because we truly believe strong relationships, strong instruction is going to equal student success.
I just want to talk a little bit about the Blue Jay and J-Ed Coaches versus Cancer Game Night on January 28th and what that event is really all about and how people can get involved with that.
Well, what it's about is just, first of all, remembering the people that have had cancer to realize that it's very real and it's a very serious thing. And also, I guess, to show that support for each other. When the times are tough for people, we want to be able to help, support, and acknowledge that it's a real thing. And yet, working together, we can get through this.
And that was our conversation with Perry School Superintendent Clark Wicks. You can find this story online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh. Always affordable.